10 days after announcing to the nation that he wants another $87 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan, President Bush last night sent a formal request for that money to Congress. It arrived on a day when both Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill vowed to hold hearings on this bid for funding. As NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner reports, lawmakers are keenly aware that many Americans remain leery about the president's request.
In the political theater that is Washington, yesterday was a day-long matinee. At one end of Pennsylvania Avenue, President Bush surprised reporters at the White House when he said that he had seen no evidence of any connection between Saddam Hussein and the terrorist attacks of September 11th. The president echoed a statement by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld the day before. Both men seemed to contradict the impression given by Vice President Dick Cheney over the weekend when he said he was not surprised that 7 out of 10 Americans connected Saddam Hussein with the September 11th attacks. Meanwhile, up the street at the Capitol, the president's $87 billion supplemental funding request was officially received and seemed the only topic of conversation. The Senate's third-ranking Republican, Pennsylvania's Rick Santorum, told reporters that Congress should move swiftly to approve the president's funding request for Iraq.
This is money that is absolutely necessary to fund our military effort as well as to get this country up and going again. You hear a lot of complaints that, you know, we're not doing enough, that there isn't enough progress. And so I think the leader very strongly feels that we need to get this bill done. We need to not play politics with it. This is an important, vital step early on to get this country stabilized so it can grow economically and prosper.
Meanwhile, in the House, a group of Democrats just back from a visit to Iraq called for a series of hearings on the president's funding request. South Carolina's John Spratt said the administration still had a lot of explaining to do.
We want to call upon the administration above all to face squarely the overall cost and the cost to complete. It could easily be $100 billion to go. And to explain how this can be accommodated in a budget that will be $500 billion in deficit next year.
And yet, for the most part, Democrats gave no indication they'd vote against the funding request. Delaware's Joseph Biden, who's the top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, did call on Congress yesterday to roll back tax cuts for the wealthiest to help pay for the $87 billion. But he said he fully supports spending that money.
That's the problem. There isn't any way to vote against this money. We're going to leave 140,000 troops there basically high and dry. You can't do that. You can't do that. Now, $21 billion of that is for reconstruction. You theoretically could separate that out.
Some Republicans are also saying the $21 billion for reconstruction should be considered separately. But when Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and White House Budget Director Josh Bolton met behind closed doors with GOP senators yesterday, they resisted any separation of money for reconstruction, according to Senator Santorum.
That was one of the most important points they wanted to stress, that any attempt by some here to try to split this request apart is not acceptable, and that they strongly believe that if you only were to fund one side of this issue, you would undermine the entire mission, and we're hopeful to keep that plan together.
Four separate Senate committees now plan hearings next week on the funding request. Republican Richard Lugar of Indiana chairs the Foreign Relations Committee.
We anticipate that the conclusions of the hearings are that we are likely to be committed to a fairly long-term program in Iraq that will be much more expensive than the supplemental that we are now considering.
Lugar had planned to hold hearings beginning today before Hurricane Isabel sent lawmakers packing, but Lugar is also waiting to find out which administration officials he will have access to. He said he hopes to have Paul Bremer, the top civilian administrator in Baghdad, but he also hopes for top State Department officials to explain how the U.S. plans to get more help in Iraq from other nations. David Wellner, NPR News.